The watchwords for nationalists are blood, soil, race, Volk, and so forth. As a revolutionary nationalist, Hitler believed the entire bourgeois edifice of modern German culture was hollowed out by political or spiritual corruption. As a result, he believed Germany needed to rediscover its pre-Christian authenticity. This was the logical extension of identity politics, the idea that experience of a personal quest for meaning and racial conceptions of authenticity could be applied to the entire community. It was this mindset that made Pan-Germanism so attractive to a young Hitler. Pan-Germanism took many forms, but in Austria the basic animating passion was a decidedly unconservative antipathy toward the liberal, multi-ethnic pluralism of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which accepted Jews, Czechs, and the rest of the non-Teutonic rabble as equal citizens. Some Pan-German nationalists wanted to break out of the empire entirely. Others simply believed that the Germans should be the first among equals. Of course, young Hitler's nationalist inferiority complex had to compete with a host of other resentments swirling around in his psyche. Indeed, no psyche in human history has been so thoroughly mined for various explanatory pathologies, and few subjects have offered a richer load. The search for Hitler, writes Ron Rosenbaum in Explaining Hitler, has apprehended not one coherent consensus image of Hitler, but rather many different Hitlers, competing Hitlers, conflicting embodiments of competing visions. Psychologists and historians have argued that Hitler's personality stems from the facts that he was abused by his father, had a history of incest in his family, was a sadomasochist, a coprophiliac, a homosexual, or was part Jewish or feared that he was. These theories vary in plausibility, but what is certain is that Hitler's megalomania was the product of a rich complex of psychological maladies and impulses. Taken as a whole, they point to a man who felt he had much to compensate for and whose egocentrism knew no bounds. "I have to attain immortality," Hitler once confessed, "even if the whole German nation perishes in the process." Hitler suffered from an enormous intellectual inferiority complex. A lifelong underachiever, he was eternally bitter about getting poor grades in school. More important, perhaps, he resented his father for any number of perceived offenses.